Commission's Municipal Technical Advisory Committee meeting of February 21st, 2024. Just a quick reminder about, be aware of background noise, keep your devices on mute. If you're using a phone, do not put it on hold, but do put it on mute. Please wait to speak until offered opportunity. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members will make any consecutive motions. There's another person that just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself? If you joined by phone and have not been asked to identify yourself, would you do so? All right, well, I don't know who caller four is, but well, maybe we'll find out. Okay, let's determine we have a quorum. Commissioner Batts.
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good. I believe Jack Morrell is here from Michael Garacio.
Here.
Jim LePetri is
here.
Yep. Linda Patrick. No, Linda's here. All right. Jordan Clarkson.
I'm here.
All right. Gerald Robinson. Vincent.
I'm here.
Okay. John Whaler.
I'm here.
Okay. So just checking one more time, it looks like we have seven of our eight is Jill Robinson on. Okay, well, we're good to proceed. Jim, it sounds like you're on, maybe, I don't know if you're driving or not. Do you want to approve the agenda minutes, or you want me just to do it?
Go ahead and do it, Jim. I was going to tell you, I mean, Jeff, I am mobile today, so my cell signal is somewhat sketchy where I am right now.
Sure. Okay. All right, well, today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the January 24th meeting and then to provide the commission with your recommendations on one errata and one glitch that were submitted late and to take any general public comment. So unless anybody has any questions, I'll ask for a motion to approve the agenda as posted and a second by name, please.
R.L.
Approved.
Don Waller. Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Linda, I saw your thing about not being able to hear. Everybody else is able to hear, so I don't know whether there's something on your end that you can do or maybe call back in, or maybe Jim, if Jim Hammers has any suggestions for Linda, she's not able to hear. Maybe, you know, it's your computer audio, I'm not sure. All right, unless there's any corrections or revisions to the January 24th, 2024 meeting minutes, is there a motion to accept those minutes as they were posted?
Babs, motion to approve.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, you're all set.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, well, let's get into the main order of business, and I will briefly view the process since we're all familiar with it. In this case, we have to first determine whether the first comment is an errata and that the second is a glitch. And the errata, the definition of errata, I mean, an errata to the code means a list of errors on current and previous editions of the Florida Building Code. And the criteria for a glitch amendment, it has to be that conflicts with the updated code, conflicts between the updated code and the Florida Fire Prevention Code, unintended results from the recently adopted a model code into the code, equivalency of standards, changes to or inconsistency with federal or state law, or some, you know, proven need to update the National Electrical Code, which is not the case here before us. I will introduce each one, allow the proponent 3 minutes. Anybody else who wishes to speak in favor will have 3 minutes. Anybody in opposition from the public will also have 3 minutes. If there are pros and cons, we'll allow one collective, that means one pro and one con perspective, of 2 minutes each, and then we'll back to the TAC for their decision. First, is it an errata? or, as the case may be, a glitch, and do you recommend approval as submitted, as modified, or denial? And if it's not, doesn't meet the definition, then the recommendation of the commission should by default be denial. Any TAC members have any questions on the process? Okay, Mo, go ahead and talk about the tracking chart. Is Mo on? I don't actually see Mo on. Okay. Is there anybody here who doesn't know where to find the documentation on the website?
I'll check in 1 minute.
In other words, you click on the link. Is everybody, TAC members, you all good with the documentation? Don't all say something at once. Okay, then let's start with the first one, which is FBCB Chapter 4, Errata Number 4, submitted by Miranda Oliver. Is Miranda on the phone? Can someone verify that you're hearing me?
I hear you fine, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
But is there anybody from the public, Ben, who wishes to speak in support of this proposed errata? Okay, Scott, go ahead.
Yes, seeing Mo isn't here to indicate the staff comment, then BOAF is in support of this because it was something that was approved by the commission and just didn't make it into the edition that was published. We support.
Right, and Mo will probably come on, but as you see, staff's comment was this needs to be added, so that's pretty clear. Okay, Michael Weinbaum, go ahead, please. You wanted to comment?
I just wanted to thank BOAF and Mo for recognizing this. I was the proponent, and yes, this was what was agreed to.
Very good. Okay. All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak on this? Are they in favor? Is there anybody from the public who is in opposition to this? All right, we'll come back to the TAC. First, do you agree that it's an errata? And if so, would you recommend approval as submitted for discussion? TAC members?
Jeff, Jim Bass, approval as submitted, please.
Yes, sir. Is there a second?
Second, Bob Vincent.
All right, a motion and a second that this is an errata and to recommend to the commission approval as submitted. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All right. That motion carries unanimously. Recommend approval to the as submitted. Okay.
Jeff, are you going to join the line?
Fine. We've already done with that issue. But he can join us and he gets in. Our next one is SWFBCB Chapter 4 Glitch Number 9. Dallas Thiessen. Dallas, would you like to have your 3 minutes to speak on this, please?
Yes, Dallas Thiessen, Florida Swimming Pool Association. We're asking to fix this. As published, the code reads, the following provisions do apply. This section is in a new section of the code regarding special purpose pools for resistance exercise purposes. As you can see from the title of the section, it's non-applicable requirements. However, the code ended up reading do apply instead of do not apply. That's a pretty significant error. It would cause a lot of confusion if the code stands as written without adding not to it. So we're asking that it read the code could be updated to read do not apply instead of do apply.
Jeff?
Okay. Is there anybody
else?
Hold on. Is there anybody else? Okay, well, when he gets on, I'll acknowledge him. But okay. First, we're hearing from the public. We haven't made any decision on this yet. Is there anybody else in the public that wishes to speak in support?
This Jeff, Scott McGavin, BOAF in support.
Okay. Anybody else from the public in support? All right. Is there anybody from the public who is in opposition? All right. We'll come back to the TAC. Mo, do you want to weigh on this one, the one by Dallas Thiessen regarding the proposed glitch amendment?
With regard to section revision to section 454.1.9.7.3.4, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is mainly
is
done by Dallas. Is Dallas not on the line?
Yeah, he already spoke. The public's already spoken. Everybody was
okay.
In favor.
I
just wanted to
know. I don't have any issue with that. It's fine. I think I'm fine with this.
Okay. And just to let you know, on the previous one that you did weigh on, they voted unanimously that to recommend that it was an errata and approve as submitted, so that's been taken care of. Okay.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Sure. TAC members, you heard from the public, you heard from staff, you heard from the proponent. What's your pleasure on this particular? Is it a glitch, and do you recommend approval, or what's your thoughts?
Jeff, that's motion to approve as submitted, please.
Yes, sir. Is there a second?
The Petrie second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend to the commission that this does meet the definition and the criteria for glitch and to approve it as submitted. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Then hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there aye. Any opposed? Then that carries unanimously. That is will be also recommended for approval as submitted. Okay. That concludes our basic business. Is there anybody from the public or TAC that has anything that they want to say at this time? Okay. Well, then, Commissioner Betts, I'll turn it to you to say we stand adjourned.
Thank you for all attending the meeting today. Glad it was sweet and short. With no further business, we'll adjourn the swimming pool dive meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.